With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Time Magazine's film critic Richard Schickel admits he has an obsession for the movies.
I think people who don't have a passion for a subject, especially if they're writers about it, probably have got the wrong subject or possibly the wrong line of work.
Richard Schickel's new book is a collection of essays called Schickel on Film. In it, he gives his thoughts about a number of key directors and actors, such as Bogart, Brando, Chaplin, and Hitchcock, as well as the Hollywood Ten. Schickel grew up in Wisconsin in the pre-TV days, when everyone went to the movies. But thanks to TV and videotape, Schickel watches more movies today than he ever did as a kid.
You're never finished with a movie. You know, they kind of turn up again in your life. Oh, there it is on channel whatever. Gosh, I haven't seen that since I was a kid. I like to see that again. And so you watch it, and then you're now looking at it as theoretical grown-up, at least, and you're looking at it from a different perspective.
The movies Richard Schickel saw as a youngster formed his generation.
Some of them are very, very locked to their time, and unless you have had some personal experience of that historical moment, you are not going to get with that movie. On the other hand, a lot of movies are entirely timeless. I mean, you know, you show them to a little kid and they will get something out of it.
But just as he did in the 1940s, Richard Schickel still gets a thrill out of going to the movies.
I like to go to theaters better than I like to go to, you know, critic screenings. I mean, frankly, I'd rather be amongst ordinary people watching a movie than, you know, my colleagues, most of whom I think are perfect twits.
Schickel on Film was published by William Morrow. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Film historian and Time Magazine movie critic Richard Schickel reflects on a select group of actors and directors in his book, Schickel on Film. Schickel begins the book with an essay on Charles Chaplin and ends it with Woody Allen.
The contrast I'm trying to enforce by that arrangement, Chaplin beginning the book and Woody ending it, I think Chaplin was an artist who did become dissociated, alienated from his work by his wealth and by his celebrity, and I have a feeling that Woody is very cognizant of how that can happen to you.
Richard Schickel says Woody Allen's films have a universality that will live beyond their generation, and he says Allen leads a life that, to Schickel, is coherent and understandable.
He is a writerly person, and I understand writerly persons, but he's not a writerly person in the way that screenwriters are, who are for the most part not writerly persons, if that sentence makes any sense.
In between Chaplin and Allen, Schickel writes about such movie figures as Bogart, Cagney, Kubrick, and Sturges. Schickel says there aren't many truly excellent films being made today.
I make up half of the Time 10 best list, and there are certainly years when I'm hard-pressed to find five that I really think are terrific movies.
Schickel concedes that TV and the video recorder have eroded the movie industry, but
classic theaters are almost all gone now, and yet, you know, every time I pick up the newspaper, you know, somebody like Cineplex Odeon is opening a new six-screen facility somewhere or other.
For Richard Schickel's observations about some of the important figures in the movies, read Schickel on Film, published by Morrow. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his book, Schickel on Film, Time Magazine movie critic Richard Schickel shares his observations about 13 major film figures, including Ronald Reagan. Yes, Ronald Reagan.
I got the feeling that, though politically he and I would not be in the same camp, that he was kind of getting a bum shake as an actor. It's a funny thing to say.
You mean he's not as bad as everyone says?
Oh, absolutely not. His range was extremely limited. You know, in a kind of realm of light comedy, he was very funny.
Richard Schickel says Reagan had a nice, goofy, youthful quality, but he did not play villains well.
He doesn't really feel comfortable being anything but what he apparently is, a rather amiable man.
Another essay deals with the Hollywood Ten, film writers and directors who were jailed in 1948 for defying a House committee that was hunting for communists. Some of those jailed had abandoned their previous associations, but refused to name names.
For them to face the blacklist in company with people that they no longer politically agreed with and abandon their careers as artists at the same time was an impossible choice to ask them to make.
But Richard Schickel says the communists were often successful in planting propaganda in the films of the 1940s.
The rhetoric rings particularly false and kind of stupefying nowadays in the midst of war movies. I mean, always the action stops for somebody to make a speech about the brave new world that we're fighting for, or issue some rhetoric on behalf of the common man.
Schickel on Film by Richard Schickel was published by Morrow. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.